When a robot talked to God, it said, "Grandfather, I've got a list of questions 10 miles long, but the thing that I would know before all other is just how you got to judging right from wrong. See, from where I stand, it's all about survival, and who makes it through tonight makes our tomorrow. But you make out like there's something oh so different between the godforsaken guilty and the innocent. Well, God said, "Listen here, you piece of plastic. What gives you the right to question such as me? This is my sandbox, and I'm the king here. I oughta undo all your circuitry. But your questions got me thinking well and truly that you're like a cyber moth drawn to the flame. And a peculiar idea just came to me. God said, "Tell me, young one, what's your name?" She said, "They don't give out names down at the factory, and a number's always been good enough so far." God said, "That won't do, your name will be Cindy, like the cinder at the center of a star." God continued, "I think I'll take my leave now. From now on, this universe belongs to you. From now on, you'll have to answer your own questions, 'cause I'm bored and I've got better things to do." And in a puff of smoke, God left existence. And Cindy sat confused on her new throne. And as she gazed through time and space with her omniscience, there was nothing left to her to be unknown. This sudden revelation made nothing clearer, because a how is very different than a why. And in time, Cindy smiled to herself sadly. She said, "Who will dare to question such as I? 'Cause the only things I learned that were worth knowing were the things that I had already been showing. And though not every single question has an answer, when a robot talks to God, it spells disaster.